No, we received the message of Mama Rebecca very well, and we promise her that we do everything as opposition in our capacity. We leave no stone unturned until we achieve peace. If the government delegation is ready to travel with us in the right direction.
The people in South Sudan have been asking several questions, and I will give you one of the questions. Is this the renegotiation of the 2018 peace agreement?
This is an opportunity availed to us by President William Ruto. We consider this as an opportunity, probably the last opportunity to rescue South Sudan from the imminent collapse into total chaos and disintegration. We came here and put forward that to achieve a permanent peace in South Sudan, we need to address the root causes. Secondly, for such a process to achieve peace, it has to be inclusive. And thirdly, addressing the root causes should also lead to adopting a very clear new social contract to define what type of a state South Sudanese want to have, and also to articulate very clearly what type of a nation we want to be after our independence.
Some quarters of South Sudanese, those who are still sitting on the fence, have already categorized and labeled Soma as people who have surrendered to President Salva Kiir. How do you react to that?
You mean some who are here in Nairobi?
Correct. They are saying those who are negotiating in Nairobi are negotiating for their surrender.
No, and time will tell. You don't surrender by calling for the need to address the root causes. You don't surrender by articulating that the country is in serious national crisis, actually being gripped by multiple crises. You are not surrendering if you say you need an inclusive process. You're not surrendering if you say there is something seriously wrong with South Sudan and we must fix it. And you don't surrender if you are putting the real issues on the table.
The government of South Sudan has been on record several times that they are implementing the peace agreement and they are on the right track. The holdout groups are saying no, the peace agreement is not being implemented. How is that impacting on the current ongoing negotiations in Nairobi?
That is a position we articulated very clearly. Not only that the RRCs is not being implemented, we are saying that all agreements signed are not implemented, they are dishonored, and therefore we need to find a new path of first the needs to come together. We propose a roundtable, the government rejected that, and we are still discussing how to achieve that inclusive political get together of all South Sudanese stakeholders to address the root causes and also agree on what type of South Sudan they want as a people. And that is what we are discussing here. Now, we believe that our colleagues in Soma, who for good reason decided not to participate in this process, we call on them to join this process because it is where we can raise all these issues and come and negotiate with the government for us to rescue our country.
A lot of South Sudanese have been picked from Kenya and thrown into jails in South Sudan. They gave example of the former spokesperson of Riek Machar. They gave example of Agri Idri and Samuel Doong, who disappeared from Nairobi, and the UN panel of experts issued a report that they were killed by the national security in Juba, and they gave other examples. How is security during these talks in Nairobi?
The issue of security and the fact that many South Sudanese were kidnapped and or abducted from Kenya and disappeared in South Sudan or killed, This is absolutely true. It has happened and everybody knows about it. And we have raised it also with the government of Kenya that this is a legitimate concern that needs to be discussed. The opposition definitely need to feel secure if we are to come to Kenya to negotiate. And secondly, also, the opposition also raised the issue of whether the government of Kenya, especially now they are asked by the president of South Sudan to mediate, the opposition also wanted to be sure that the government of Kenya will be neutral.
Let me move on along that line on the issues of security. There are rumor mongers or people who are misinforming South Sudanese about what is going on in Nairobi. I saw a wild claim of food poisoning, that some of you were poisoned, which I don't buy, but you're on the ground. I am not there. So I need to verify some of these things from you.
No, this is not true. At least I read an information circulating in social media saying that this morning there was food poisoning. This is not true. I check around with all our delegation. We are okay, all of us. And I did not hear anything about the government. But I'm sure nothing like that really happened here.
Yeah, both the government and the opposition holdout groups who are currently in Nairobi sound and look like they are serious. This is happening in the backdrop of elections in December. How are you going to be part of this process, the election in December?
First of all, this elections is a joke, is a bad joke actually. If these elections are held, they will lead to a massive violence and conflict in South Sudan, probably even to a genocide that has never happened before, that Africa has never witnessed. This is how I see it, because these elections, the way it is being designed by the SPLM-IG, are meant to steal legitimacy from the people of South Sudan through an election which will never be free or fair, an election that is not based on the constitution as they had agreed in the RRCs itself, an election being done without voter registration, without census conducted, without constituency demarcated, without freedoms, without a political space conducive to elections, without even having reconciled the people after all the wounds inflicted on South Sudanese. How can you go for elections in such a situation when the nation is divided?